Hello and welcome to Maximum Alicia Keys, the first talking book about the artist. It was written and researched by Ben Graham, music is by Amanda Thompson, and it's read by Nancy McLean. You can check out our full catalogue on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk.
First, I thought they were lying. Somebody had said, congratulations, Alicia, for being number one or something. And it's Monday night. I'm like, how do they know? They don't know. But that's the first time I ever even thought about it. It ever even crossed my mind. I was shocked. I was surprised. I was amazed. But it was a wonderful feeling.
Alicia Keys is a phenomenon. When she was just 20, both her debut single and album reached number one in their respective Billboard charts across America, and they were also huge hits worldwide. Her songs were never off the radio, her videos on heavy rotation on MTV, and her face was on almost every magazine cover. Yet, just a few months before this, Alicia Keys was unknown, a young, up-and-coming singer-songwriter who had yet to release a record and who had yet to play live beyond a few informal jams and record company showcases. It sounds like a textbook example of the American dream. A girl from the streets blessed with a God-given talent and the determination to succeed, plucked from obscurity and instantly conquering the hearts of the world. But despite her youth, the Alicia Keys story is not one of overnight success. It's one of seemingly endless frustrations and setbacks, of bungled opportunities and, astonishingly, a lack of faith. And it's a testament to the single-minded vision of Keys herself, her manager, and a handful of loyal supporters who believed in her ability and gave her the time and space to develop her creativity. This belief has been rewarded by the blossoming of a major artist and by the release of an album that has already been hailed as a classic. That album is Songs in A Minor, a fusion of contemporary R&B with jazz-inflected soul, gospel, and the songcraft reminiscent of Roberta Flack or Janis Ian. It went straight to the top of the Billboard charts in its first week of release, beating such stiff competition as the eagerly awaited new album by P. Diddy and Aaliyah's Aaliyah, despite the increased interest generated by the singer's still recent and tragic demise. A strong, impressive debut, the immediate success of Songs in A Minor, which had sold over 4 million copies by the end of the year, has to be put down to the impact of one song, its lead-off single, Fallin. Its sales undoubtedly boosted by a stunning performance on The Oprah Winfrey Show. Fallin is a song of astonishing maturity. A complex and original lyric sung with the range and feeling of soul greats like Aretha Franklin, to whom Keys is often compared. Its melodic power and invention were almost too much for some radio programmers, who found it impossible to categorize. But once the song fought its way onto the airwaves and television screens, thanks to a tireless promotional campaign by Alicia's record company, it instantly stood out from the crowd. Its very uniqueness ensured that it was one of those songs that, once heard, is never forgotten. Fallin was nominated for no less than 6 Grammy Awards for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Female R&B Vocal Performance, and Best R&B Song. Keys was also nominated for Best New Artist and for R&B Album of the Year. She also won 2 Billboard Awards, New Female Artist of the Year and New R&B Hip-Hop Artist of the Year. This was after receiving 8 nominations, more than any other artist. In the American Music Awards, she again received the most nominations, 5 in all, and went on to win in 2 categories, Favorite New Pop Rock Artist and Favorite New Soul R&B Artist. She was given 5 nominations in the Image Awards of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, including Outstanding Performance for her showing on the 2001 MTV Music Video Awards. On the other side of the Atlantic, she was nominated for Best International Female Artist and Best International LP in the UK's Brit Awards, while Songs in A Minor was voted Rolling Stone magazine's number 2 record of the year. It now seems ridiculous that anyone could ever doubt Alicia Keys' chances of success. This smart, stunningly attractive, and hugely talented young artist now has the world at her feet. and she's achieved this by resolutely refusing to follow anyone else's preconceptions of how she should look, act, and sound. It's not been easy to get this far, but the very focus this has instilled in her means that Alicia Keys is going to be around for a long time to come. No manufactured pop princess, Keys is most definitely an artist who has only just begun to show the world what she's capable of.